This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. State Department official says diplomats are pressing for a ceasefire after Turkey's incursion into northern Syria. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to send a delegation led by Vice President Mike Pence to Ankara for talks with Turkey about its plans for the incursion, which began after the United States withdrew forces from northern Syria. Meanwhile, in a floor speech Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said being in Syria is in the nation's best interest.
Fighting terrorists, exercising leadership in troubled regions, and advancing U.S. interests around the world does not make us an evil empire or the world's policeman. It makes us a prudent and responsible world power that stands up for our own security and the freedom of others.
Separately, Rupert Colville of the UN Human Rights Office said people are being killed on both sides of the Turkey-Syria border.
Turkish authorities have reported that 18 civilians have been killed, including a nine-month-old baby, by cross-border mortar and sniper fire by Kurdish fighters since the new conflict started last week.
He also urged Turkey to investigate reported cases of summary executions that could have been committed by a Turkish-backed armed group in northern Syria. Syrian Kurdish officials have said that hundreds of suspected Islamic State prisoners have escaped since the incursion began, but a State Department official has denied that. The Texas police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her home has been charged with murder. Aaron Dean was arrested just hours before he resigned from the Fort Worth police force on Monday. The white police officer shot a black woman through a house window Saturday after a neighbor called police to report the woman's front door was open. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The Democrats' impeachment probe is rolling on with testimony today from another Trump administration official. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The State Department's George Kent is appearing following former top Trump Russia advisor Fiona Hill's interview yesterday. A source familiar with it says Hill told lawmakers about a summer incident in which then National Security Advisor John Bolton expressed alarm over personal Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani's activities in Ukraine, calling Giuliani a hand grenade who is going to blow everybody up. Giuliani was a key player in efforts to push Ukraine into investigating the Bidens. Hill's interview, like others in the probe, was behind closed doors, and Republicans like Michael McCaul continue bashing the process.
The American people should be able to watch this,
saying even most lawmakers have no idea what's happening in the hearing rooms. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Actress Felicity Huffman has reported to prison in Dublin, California, to serve a two-week sentence in a college admissions scandal. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
A statement from Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman says she is prepared to serve the term of imprisonment she was ordered as one part of her punishment. A federal judge in Boston sentenced Huffman to 14 days in prison, a $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year's probation. She reported to a low-security prison for women in the San Francisco area. Huffman is one of 51 people charged in the scandal. She pleaded guilty to fraud and conspiracy for paying an admissions consultant $15,000 to have a proctor correct her daughter's SAT answers. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
NASA has moved up the first all-female spacewalk to this week because of a power system failure at the International Space Station. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The first all-female spacewalk has been moved up a few days since a battery-powered controller failed over the weekend. Astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir will now venture out Thursday or Friday instead of next Monday. The women will replace the broken component rather than install new batteries, which was their original job. This marks the first ever spacewalk by only women in more than 50 years of spacewalking. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hong Kong pro-democracy advocates are urging the U.S. Congress to pass a human rights bill that could impose trade sanctions on this international financial center. The bill has bipartisan support and is expected to be brought up in the U.S. House of Representatives for consideration as soon as this week. But for now, it remains in committee in the Senate with no set timeline for legislative action. It's called the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act and would put at risk Hong Kong's special economic status with the United States. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.